This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Our guy, Georgie. 3 o'clock hour, starting a little bit late because we went long there with Coach L, which I knew we would, because these lists, first of all, hearing his stories of basketball prowess, that's amazing, right? I mean,
yeah,
he played against some of the greats, like the all-time greats.
I got some stories now.
He's got stories, and you've got stories, and I don't have any stories. Solana's got no stories. Solana's comments are always stories. They're not based in fact.
I was about to say, are those just called lies or are they stories?
I've got stories, bro. I've got stories, man.
You want to make it sound nicer? They're stories. There's a list. Aronde Gadsden's going to join us this hour. So rookies report for the Dolphins today. There's a list. The NFL, where they talk with NFL execs and players and whatever, and they did the best 10 quarterbacks. This is per input from league execs, coaches, and scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL. So Tua is in the category of receiving votes.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the top 10, but he did receive votes as a top 10 quarterback. I think we can all agree who the number one quarterback is in the league, yeah?
Patty.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Then Josh, then...
Josh Allen.
Lamar.
He's number four.
They got Burrow over him?
Burrow, three.
Yeah.
Who? Then five is when you can start arguing. Because them young... But Jaden Daniels got to be up there somewhere.
They've got Jaden Daniels at number five.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Over Jalen Hurts?
Over Jalen Hurts, who in fact, well, I'll get there. So Jaden Daniels, five. You want to guess 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? Hurts is number nine.
Oh, okay. Hurts got to be in there. Oh, CJ Stroud up there?
CJ Stroud.
Nah, he's not up there. I'd help you, Crowder, but I had this listed on my headlines, too, so I don't want to cheat.
Matt Stafford is six.
I was going to say, they still got Stafford up there. Goff.
Goff is eight. Justin Herbert is seven.
I don't know if I just hate Justin Herbert because the Tua thing, but.
No, I'm over it. I'm over this Justin Herbert love. I am so over it. Like, if he belongs at seven, then Tua should be six or eight. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. What has Justin Herbert done? Oh, nothing. Big man Justin Herbert. what did Justin Herbert ever do?
He's and then real big. 10, no. That's it. He's just a big
He's
old
got
dude.
Hair. Number 10 is Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'd take Baker over Tua.
Right. So would you take all those 10 over Tua?
The Herbert one is the one that got the other guys I wasn't even concerned with. The Herbert one is the one that gets me a little bit.
Would you? I give you straight up right now. You can exchange Tua for Justin Herbert.
See, now we always go too far, Hawk. Yes. Because the health.
Solana, I know Solana would. Solana, you would.
Tua for Herbert?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just the size and the health, right, Solana? Not even the talent.
Best quarterback in the league, though?
Longevity. To me, I think Justin Herbert will still be a starting quarterback. I'm not saying he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, but 10 years from now, he'll probably still be starting. He's got the frame for it. He's got the arm for it. I don't think Tua in 10 years will still be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Wow. There's a bomb drop, a Solana bomb drop at 3:13 on July 15th. You are calling Tua's career over.
He's going to play 15 years, Hawk, through 5 wow. years. Through 5 years, he's played one complete season, and every time he gets hit, we go, uh-oh, is he out 4 weeks? Uh-oh, wild. Should he continue to play? Two times a season.
The tombstone on Tua's career before veterans even report to camp this year.
Two times a season, you have doctors, plural, coming out, calling for Tua Tagovailoa to retire. You think this guy's going to play 10 more years? Are you crazy?
Who are those doctors? RFK?
I'm torn on this in two ways because I hate going on Solana's side because after I finish talking, he's going to say something just outlandish, and now I'm in bed with him, so it's over for me. But at some point, he's going to say, I don't want to go through this rehab anymore. Because he's going to...
What rehab? What are you talking about?
These off weeks and
You're talking about Justin Herbert? No. With leg injuries?
I'm talking about these PUPs he keeps going on and all this stuff. He's going to get hit at quarterback, and he's going to clench up his little hands, and his toes are going
to
point.
He's fine. You're doing what everybody did to him. Oh, baby flower. The little flower that is Tua Tagovailoa.
Hawk, he got fat and got knocked out. He got skinny again and got knocked out. I don't know what direction do we go?
Barely knocked out. I mean, he was fine.
I'm going to think, where's Dak?
I don't know. The list is literally only 10.
I don't think Dak received votes. Let me double check that. And I want to speak out of turn. Oh, he did. Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, Tua, and Bo Nix.
Imagine voting Kyler Murray and Brock Purdy as top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. What am I missing?
I don't know. If Kyler and Brock, I would not take over Tua. We had the conversation. Solana brought up some trade analysis somebody had. I would not want Brock Purdy on my team. He is a system guy. He is a product of a system. Kyler Murray hadn't done a damn thing in the NFL. I don't know if people noticed that.
Now, Dak I would take.
Man, hell with Dak.
I happen to like Dak Prescott.
But, Hawk, he gonna win you 11 games. Then he's going to get his ass whooped in the wild card.
Have a good season. He's going to have a good season.
You're going to love him. And he's going to get to the wild card.
Let's do headlines. We can ask a Rondé. Rondé Gadsden's going to join us this hour as we get back into the NFL swing of things. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
It's just list galore on every website right now. It's July.
There's
it's fun.
Nothing going on. There is nothing. Like, what is? Are you going to watch the All-Star game tonight?
I'll be in the air, actually. I would, though.
Where are you flying to?
I'm flying to Atlanta for the Happy Gilmore premiere.
Really?
Yeah. I've already seen it.
Wow, look at you.
I've already seen it.
Kissing that movie's ass on the air the other week.
They sent me a code on Netflix.
Oh, you're right. You saw it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've already seen it. It's good. It's good. A lot more characters than one.
That's all you got for us? It's good.
Like one had it was Happy Chubbs, his old lady, and Shooter McGavin. Like it was this one, they add so many more storylines to it because nowadays, y'all young kids, Solana, like yourself, y'all need to know something going on. You can't just enjoy a movie.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I love this movie already. I love Happy Gilmore too.
I
haven't seen it. Don't need to see it. I know I love it. I know I'm going to love it.
Yeah. You're gonna like
great.
It.
I wish I would have watched a movie last night instead of wasting 3 hours watching the Home Run Derby.
I can't believe you watched the entire thing. I checked out after the second batter. I said, yeah, I can't do this.
Like, granted, I play my word games and I'm on Twitter and Instagram, but yeah, I watched the entire thing.
I waited till Jazz hit the first time. I could have got me 15 minutes of life back.
That was embarrassing.
I told you, like, when you're friends with somebody and now you're like, oh, I got to watch my buddy. And then my buddy didn't perform at a high level.
He did not perform.
Why don't they have Chris Berman do the Home Run Derby anymore?
Young people complain about him. Back. The Home Run Derby was never as good as when it was one pitch, watch the dong, and hear Chris Berman yell back. Now you're talking about exit velocity and, oh, we're going crazy because this one's a quarter of an inch longer than the last one. And Carl Ravitch, God bless him, I ain't Berman. I mean, you young people have ruined everything.
Berman was better.
Yeah.
100 times.
And now they highlight players' bats, paint. When the Home Run Derby was good, you know what color the bats were? Wood colored.
Yeah, it was a bat. Crazy what they've done.
Don't look at me. I love Chris Berman. I watch NFL Primetime every Sunday night. And I put up with this Booger McFarland, who literally is on every show on ESPN now, and his forehead is constantly dealing with some perspiration issue that he's probably got to check out. But I put up with Booger McFarland because I love Chris Berman so much. I mean, Sammy, say it ain't Sosa. Say it ain't Sosa.
It was never
and
better.
Every time we talked about better. Tyreek Hill, beep, 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 beep.
The Raiders.
It's a crazy phrase. But at a Jelly Roll concert, I got verbally kidnapped by Booger McFarland for like 45 minutes. I'd respect him too much to walk away, but I'm like, what are we talking about? Yeah, you know them when the three is in 3-I, not in the three. Now you can't run that post back week.
I don't mind.
I don't want to talk about this.
I kind of like it. Remember when he had the booger mobile on Monday Night Football?
I don't want to talk about the weak side post while Jelly Roll's performing. Leave me alone.
Booger mobile was innovative, man.
They had that big ass bastard sitting up in the air.
So, Booger, we're going to put you in a camera tower, and you're just going to be elevated throughout the entire broadcast.
So where's my desk or whatever? Well, you don't really have one. You're in like a cherry picker, and we're just going to drive up and down the sidelines. I'm sorry. What? Now, where's my desk? Well, you don't really have one. We're just driving around the game. We're going to drive back and forth and just do your thing.
And he has a lot of Fred Taylor in him. The simplest question turns into a history lesson. What up, Booger, man? Yeah, good to see you. How you been? Well, let me tell you. See, said last Tuesday, I was in Tampa, and I saw Tony Dungy. Let me tell you about Tony Dungy. Man, listen, I don't care. Leave me alone, Booger.
He seems like a sweetheart, though. Like, he genuinely just seems like a good dude.
I like him. So nice, but he's just – I like fast deliveries. Yeah. I don't like slow deliveries.
Well, if you want to see him deliver fast, watch NFL Primetime when the season returns. because he's got to get in his six words in between Chris Berman just right. being Berman. Like, he's just Berman, he's just being Berman.
Best. Oh my God, that guy's the best.
The Heat, by the way, rookies reported at camp today. I haven't even checked socials. Have the Dolphins?
Yeah, neither have I. Yet? Let me take a look.
Mm. I didn't even know I was the best number 52 ever to play for the Dolphins yesterday.
How about
I didn't look.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I was happy. I went and told my wife. She said, "Oh, that's cute."
Oh, so the Dolphins are posting every day also, like 54 days away today from NFL season, and they put a picture of Zach Thomas on their official Instagram.
Well, how's SI already at 52? Today they're at 51. Who got the count wrong?
Maybe SI's doing it until football returns, which is Thursday, but the Dolphins are 3 days behind because they play
on Sunday, yeah.
Right. So yesterday, 55. Who's 55? Who'd they use for 55?
For the Dolphins?
Yeah, who wears 55 right now?
Because SI did. Well, they're not doing currents, are they? Because SI, it was a guy we had never heard of, like Earl Monroe.
Reynold or something. Reinold played in like the 60s.
Ernest. It was Ernest something.
I think they're doing current players and former players. So if like a number is retired, they're doing it. Damn, Crowder. I thought the Dolphins were going to post you 52 days
away.
He's
not 52.
Right. No, I'm saying when they get there, when we get there, 2 days from now. Yeah. Today's 54.
Right. Well, you said, damn, like it didn't happen. You said, damn, I thought they were going to post you.
Right, but 52 is not retired. I mean, let's not get carried away, huh?
It has to be retired?
I'm saying they're posting, like for 55, they posted a current player. For 52,
I see. Okay.
They posted Quentin Bell, who's a current player.
I got
But for 54, can't be somebody wearing 54 currently because it's a retired number.
Gotcha.
Oh, so Patrick Paul wears 52 right now.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. They're posting PP. They're not posting you.
Hey, man, I'm not saying I'm Zach Thomas, but the disrespect in your voice is not making me feel very confident.
You were the best 52 ever yesterday, according to SI.
I'm not Zach Thomas.
By the way, if I was coming to the Dolphins, I'd pick number 52 because I have a very good chance here of being the best 52 to ever wear a Dolphins uniform.
Is it the easiest win? Hey guys, quarterbacks don't wear 52. Nah, coach. Don't be in the 52, coach.
Hey, left tackle wearing 52, is that weird or no? Am I off here?
He wore it last season. That was he wore it last season. It's odd, but nothing's odd anymore in the world of numbers in the NFL.
Yep. They used to have ranges. I remember the sheet we got. They used to say linebackers have to wear, what was it, 50? 80.
It wasn't it 80 though?
It was like
linebackers,
50 to 60 or 80 to 90. Or 80 to 99. And like they had a window they would show. It was a piece of paper that had LB, every number had a position off of it. And now these little young boys, they want to be cute.
That's the whole thing. How can I be cutesy?
Yeah. You see that the 460 pounder from Florida that wears 21?
Does he wear 21? I've seen the guy. Does he wear
21? 440 or something like that.
Yeah, you got to be in the 90s, man.
Come on, man. That little bitty number sitting in the middle of
your refrigerator chest. Perry, he was 72. Like, yeah, do something more appropriate. And 20. Wasn't Dion 21?
Yes.
What happened to the game I love, man? Incredible.
Incredible. Can't get here soon enough.
A couple other local notes before we head to break. The Heat did win yesterday, finally, their first Summer League game in Las Vegas. They were 0-2 prior to yesterday, a 4-point win over the Celtics. They're actually down 4 points, like a minute and change left, came back and won. Your big three performed very well, Pelle Larsson, Khalil Ware, and Keyshawn Johnson.
Please don't do that.
Inter Miami, coming off their Nashville victory on Saturday. They'll be on the road against Cincinnati tomorrow. Queen City. All right.
gives us an opportunity to talk some Skyline Chili if you want tomorrow.
And with more NFL news, Sauce Gardner, remember yesterday Garrett Wilson got the bag from the Jets? Well, looks like what's the owner's name?
Johnson.
Woody Johnson.
Woody Johnson is feeling real generous. Sauce Gardner has just become the NFL's highest paid cornerback. $120.4 million extension over 4 years.
Ooh, he's a better corner than Garrett is a receiver.
When you look at that stuff, I agree wholeheartedly, by the way. Yeah. When you look at that stuff, though, you go, okay, they're giving out extensions. They're doing massive money. Maybe you should have kept Jonnu Smith for, you know, however much he was asking for.
They gave all their money. We did this 2 years ago. What the Jets are doing now. Paid Tua, paid Reek, paid Waddle. We tried. Paid Ramsey. We tried.
All right. Your weather, right now it's raining, cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the 70s.
Did we pay Waddle coming off a great season, though?
I think we did. I thought it wasn't that good, but Solana read some stats. I think he had like 1,400 that season or something, right?
Yeah, it was his 3,000-yard season. First Dolphin in history to have back-to-back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons after being drafted by the team. Well, it wasn't his best season, but remember, Tyreek Hill almost had 2,000 yards.
And you could never have a best season if Tyreek is going to be your number one receiver. Like, you'll never be the guy who gets talked about.
Yeah. That's your weather.
All right. Aronde Gadsden, speaking of Dolphins wide receivers, worth every penny. Man, he played in the wrong era.
Man, they'd call OG track meet.
Holy mackerel. Do you know how much he could have made if he played now? Like a sure-handed big receiver?
Huh.
I know. I'm not telling you anything you don't
know. What? Looking at these contracts, I'm like, man, come on, bro.
Rondé Gadsden will join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I think we need to implement every day on this show 4 o'clock, clotted butter, and scone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, we're going to talk with Aronde Gadsden here as Dolphins rookies report today. Aronde's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is the father of Aronde Gadsden the second, because I feel like that's the more proper way to introduce him nowadays. Not that Aronde hadn't done his own great things for the Dolphins, but now the next generation is here. And Aronde Gadsden the second will be playing at the end of this month in the Hall of Fame game. But Aronde is with us now. Hello, OG.
Yo, what's happening?
So, rookies reported today, and I'll ask you a general question. Rookies reporting to camp means an exciting time for fans because you become hopeful for the upcoming season. Do you think, because we talked with you last week and you said, oh, Dolphins, yeah, we know what they're going to be, 9-8, 8-9. Is there a reason for Dolphins fans to be excited heading into the upcoming season? Can you look at the team and go, you know what? I could see if this falls the right way, that falls the right way, that, hey, maybe the Dolphins are onto something cool this upcoming season.
Yeah, I think that's what it's all about. Because these are not unknowns. You know them from college, obviously, but, you know, not playing at this level at in this time. But it's always exciting to see. Maybe the rookie – one of the rookies, some of the rookies, you know, becoming in part important part of the offense or defense and, you know, make a big difference. So it's always hopeful. You know, I mean, you know, everybody's going to the Super Bowl until September. By the end of September, then you know who's not going to the Super Bowl. That's for sure. So I think it always, you know, makes you hopeful as a fan, for sure.
And OG, you've been honest, yeah, boy, you've been saying this for years. I ain't gonna lie. The whole McDaniels plan B thing, how if his stuff don't work, he don't got nowhere to go. Like, is that one of the biggest things this year? Because I'm jumping on the OG wagon with this one, where we gotta have some different game plans.
Yeah, I think I mean, he has to understand that as well. I think that's what the whole change is. That's what the whole, you know, moving some pieces around, I think, mean for us, especially offensively, you know, because we, you know, listen, at one point it was an unstoppable force. Like, you know, we all remember, and I remember vividly, that 70-20 game. I remember it because Pat and I were in the stadium, and we weren't really watching the game, but it was already a foregone conclusion. I think that's the height of the offense. But we've fallen a lot since then.
I was going to say a little bit.
A lot of bits since then. But, I mean, you know, injuries happen and things happen. But I think, you know, because going into the situation, we knew that the offense was predicated on Tua. And Tua had already went down. So we always had to think about what if this happens again, what happens? Because it happened the first year, and we went in with the backup quarterback and didn't fare too well. And then now we're going with the second year, and then, you know, the same thing. And now, you know, last year was pretty clean, but still, you know, the other pieces went down. Like, you know, Tyreek missed a game or two, Waddle, and, you know, so and then the quarterback eventually missed some games himself. So you always, you know, need a backup, but I think we were just so stubborn about we're going to throw the ball and do it this way. No matter how much you practice, you know this, Channing, no matter how much you practice, the backups don't get the reps and the plan like the starters. So I think, you know, going into this season, I think they've made a conscious decision to make a change, and that's what we see going on.
OG, we were talking about this last week, I think, where the expectations of going into this season where, you know, McDaniel has to produce, the offense has to produce, the team, at the very least, we always say playoff win, right? It's been 25 years. Go win a playoff game. What if the Dolphins play the Chiefs or the Ravens or the Bills and they play them well, but they don't win? They play them and they look like they belong on the field and they don't win. When they play the Bills this year, maybe they split the games, but they look like they can hang with the Bills. There's not this big gap between the two teams like it's been the last couple of years. Does that matter if ultimately they don't win a playoff game? In other words, like, is it just end all be all, win a playoff game or win multiple playoff games, and if not, season is a failure?
Yep. That's pretty much how it goes. I mean, that's why we play the game. We play the game to get to the extra football, the more football. We play the game to get to the playoffs. I don't know if you notice or not, Solana. The last time the Dolphins won a playoff game, I was playing. You do know that, right?
It's been a minute.
I mean, it's the turn of the century, I think, you know what I mean? Like, I think we haven't won a game in the 2000. Not a playoff game. We haven't won a playoff game in 2000. So it's pretty been a while. And I think that is it. You know, certain markets you may get away with that. You may take that to Jacksonville and say, hey, we look like we belong. You may take that you may even take that to New Orleans and say, hey, look, we played well. We look like we belong. But, you know, we one of those markets, man, where that don't fly. And, you know, it hasn't flown and it's not going to start to fly. People want to win. And we know, you know, we because of where we live, we have three different obstacles to get over. The team we playing, the referees, and the weather. And that's just how it is. You know, and so it's always tough. I think last year was the best, maybe the year before that. The year before that Tennessee loss sticks in the back of my mind so bad, because that would have given us home field advantage at least for one playoff game. And I, with the offense clicking, we would have won, but didn't happen. So, you got to win the playoff game. Going to the playoffs, I remember when we, who was the backup quarterback that was starting? We went to Pittsburgh that year.
Matt Moore.
And we had won, what, 7 and last 8. And everybody was like, oh, Matt Moore came and he won 7 in a row. We went to Pittsburgh and Matt Moore laid an egg. And we lost.
He got laid out like an egg.
Fried egg. But yeah, it was. I don't think we could play. We look like we belong. I don't think we can play that type of game, Solana. I think it's been long overdue. We've put a lot of money into everybody, and it just hasn't panned out. So, you know, listen, man, we had the Pilgrim. We had a lot of people in place. Toronto. I mean, we had a lot of coaches in place, man, that we thought we had something, and it just didn't pan out. So, just playing well, I don't think it's going to fly in this area.
Let's get to the important stuff. Yesterday was National Mac and Cheese Day. Could Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, which is the goat mac and cheese, let's be honest, the one with the big powdered cheese packet, could Kraft Macaroni and Cheese
that's dinner? The goat, like one, or Mount Rushmore it's been
around the longest, and everyone knows what it tastes like, and the powder
longer than homemade mac and cheese.
Yes, for sure.
What?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. It's been around longer than the one that come out the oven with the brown cheese on top. No,
I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying that's the goat mac and cheese. But could you ever, for dinner, say, yes, dinner tonight? And I'm not talking about a celebratory dinner. Just saying dinner. It's Tuesday night. Dinner tonight is Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And what else?
A drink.
And what else?
No, it's a side.
It's a side?
Mac and cheese. Yeah, mac and cheese goes with stuff like rice, maybe string beans, and a meat like chicken or steak. You just can't have macaroni and cheese. It's a side. And you're talking about the side. No, you can't get a meal out of box. No,
sure
you can't get a meal out of box.
The best meal no, you, ever had. You no, can have spaghetti, no, no. Spaghetti and marinara sauce.
No,
that's a meal.
No, you take the spaghetti right out of a box.
Take the marinara sauce right out of a jar. It's like no, no, no. No, but no, that's an no, Italian no, no. meal, macaroni and cheese.
No, it's not. Macaroni and no, cheese. It's not. No, it's not. No, no, no. Right? Okay, well, you know, I'll try to help you. I'll try to help you. If you're a kid and you put two of them together, that might be a kid's meal. Like, they can eat that and be full and go to sleep or something. But an adult...
You want to apologize now, Crowder? Because that's what I fed DJ and his friend.
During another session.
No, not your kid. I mean, I used to like Kraft macaroni and cheese, too, but I'm not... eight anymore, you know what I'm saying? Eight. Your son older than eight? Is your son older than eight?
When he was like
DJ older than eight. If he's older than eight, it's a side. It's a side.
I had a friend over and I made them Kraft macaroni and cheese for dinner.
Oh gee. And he was a big old black kid too.
And your friend ain't never coming back to your house ever again.
He moved to Atlanta.
They moved.
Yeah, of
they
course. That's why
Malachi was so upset.
They moved because you got the cheese out of packet. Like, you got powdered cheese. That's why they moved. Like, so come on
like
over here. We know.
Cheese?
No, I do not. Not even the kind in the little bowl they already got now that's made. I used to like it in the vertical box, but it's still a side. You know, like, even if the macaroni and cheese is made homemade in a black grandma house that's over 71, that's a side. Yeah, yeah. Even at Thanksgiving, you will get in the refrigerator on that Friday when they play them football games, when Alabama playing Auburn, and you go after Thanksgiving on that Friday, you go in the refrigerator and getting leftovers, you just don't get mac and cheese. You got to get something else. Turkey, gravy, string bean casserole. It's a side. Nobody just eats
at
the macaroni and cheese.
It's a side. I'm with you. At Thanksgiving, it's a side. But tonight, Tuesday night, All-Star game is on. What do you have? What do you want to have for dinner during the All-Star game? A little macaroni and cheese.
No. You need a meat and another starch. I'm from South Carolina. We need another starch and a meat.
Wow. OG, I can't just brush past this. How many times do you grab the green bean casserole?
Oh, green bean casserole is delicious.
I like the green bean casserole. If you got them little onion things on top, them little crispy onion things on
crispy
top.
Crispy onion, yes.
Yeah, I'm a grab it probably about. I'm gonna make it until Friday afternoon with that. That's it though. But like mac and cheese and other sides can make it until Saturday. But string bean casserole, pretty good.
I take the meat and the mac and cheese and the greens, the collard greens, and make a sandwich out of them.
There's no better. That should be National Sandwich Day Friday after Thanksgiving. It should be because you can make a sandwich out of anything. But macaroni and cheese, man, even if my grandma make it, it's still a side. I still need something else with it. But the Kraft in the box is 1,000% a side. You can't have that for a meal unless put an asterisk by this, Solana, unless you're under 10. If you're under 10, it could be a meal.
Or your EBT card.
right. I've even tried to make it a little better by using some real cheese and adding a little bacon to it. Still a side. A glorified side.
Why would you
side.
Try to make something that's perfect better? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Like mashed potatoes. Like mashed potatoes, could mashed potatoes be a meal?
If
you add a lot of stuff to it. But
I used to have
macaroni and cheese is a side.
That Simply Potatoes, it was the mashed potatoes came in the green cover. You put it in the refrigerator.
I would
nuke that and then I would put corn niblets in it and peas. And I'd mix it up. That's practically shepherd's pie.
Practically, the corn niblets. You get the corn niblets frozen or in the can?
In the can. Just don't insult.
Oh,
me.
In the can. In the can with the juice. With the juice. With the juice.
Yeah,
with the
juicy niblets coming right out the can.
Yeah. You could probably eat them just straight out the can. Do you drain the juice or you keep the juice in there?
Okay. I like to drain the juice. All right. A little too mushy with all the juice.
So you have niblets, peas, no carrots, nibblets and peas in the Simply Master, and you call that a vegan shepherd's pie?
That's, yeah, that's like, yeah, it's almost like a shepherd's pie. I call it almost shepherd's pie.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, that probably could be a little meal on the side. That's I guess you could eat
that. I'm going to have that for dinner tonight. That's my all-star meal.
You can have a little lunch. I don't know if it's a dinner, but if you have that diet Dr. Pepper, you'll be all right.
Might not just be the corn niblets. It might be the Mexicorn. You ever see that? That's got a little
street
couple
corn,
of peppers.
The street corn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was asking if you had some carrots or stuff with it. It'd probably be. It's. Yeah, I guess you can get full off of that. I don't know if it's a meal, but
there you go.
You'll be satisfied.
Ronnie knows what's up.
You'll be satisfied.
That's a meal.
Not mac and cheese out the box though. Not that kind with the powdered cheese. I can't go with that. That's a side.
Oh, gee, if you're cooking beans, if you buy a can of beans, black beans, whatever type of beans, refried beans, how do you eat them? Before you eat them, do you warm them up in the microwave or do you put them in a pan?
I put them in a pot on the skillet, on the stove. I put them in a pot, warm them up a little bit.
Of course.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah. And then put them on the side with some rice and some pork with mojo in there.
Solana,
Solana
says that if he warms up a can of beans on the stovetop, that's cooking it. And if he microwaves it, that's not cooking it. But he doesn't do anything to the beans on the stovetop. And by the way, he tweeted it out the other day and somebody pointed out he's got an electric stovetop. It's not even like he's cooking on gas, which is like, okay, if you want to make the delineation, I'm cooking on gas. It makes it easier. Got an electric stovetop. What is the difference if you heat up the beans, which is all he's doing, on a stovetop in a pot or in the microwave? If you're not doing anything to them, what's the difference?
I think the difference is, once again, we go back to the juice that's in that can. How much juice you use when you put them in the microwave? You put the whole can with the juice? Or in the stove, because if you don't put the juice, they're going to pop. They're going to bust and mess your microwave up. And all the inside be nasty because the bean popped. But if you put them on a stove with the juice, you can, you know what I'm saying, stir them around and get the heat to get through them and you're nice. Yeah. Now, the stove is kind of a big thing. Like, if you're using the little eye on an electric stove, they're probably going to suck. But if you're using a gas stove, you'll be all right. But I don't expect nothing
right
from
there.
Solana.
Green Giant Mexicorn. There is nothing better. Man, that makes anything an international meal. Right there. Green Giant Mexicorn.
why it has to be international? Why does it have to be international?
We'll see you.
It's National Gummy Worm Day. Y'all go get your gummy worms. The best ones at 7-Eleven because they got a guava flavor gummy worm.
Ooh.
Are you a gummy worm kind of guy? Because I love the old fashioned orange slices. You know the orange slices at Publix. Those are the best.
No, that's maybe what your Jewish grandmother gave you in church. The orange slices.
Well, it wasn't church. But orange slices.
You know what I mean?
Butterscotch candy.
Hey, I got it.
We had our macaroni and cheese, Kraft macaroni and cheese for dinner, and we loved it.
Am I lame with an induction cooktop? Is induction cooktop, am I cool or not cool?
Wow, that's very fancy.
But is it not good?
Sucks. Overrated.
For some things it's good, for others it's not.
That's a very trendy, very hot, very expensive thing.
I can boil water in 80 seconds.
Look at that.
How long does it take on a regular stove? Other stove? 80 seconds seem like, is that fast or no?
Fast. Real fast.
To boil water and do it on an electric stovetop, that takes all day.
Take 90 minutes, 2 hours.
You ain't boiling no peanuts, are you? That'd be a little different. That'd take a long
time. Boil up some water, and then you put in the powdered mashed potatoes. Oh, tell me what's better than the mashed potatoes.
Only thing you can have with that is Salisbury steak. That's all you can have with that. Those mashed potatoes with the powder. You can have a good old-fashioned Salisbury steak.
Sandra, make a mean powdered mashed potato plate.
Almost shepherd's pie.
Almost shepherd's pie.
All right, we'll see you around.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
There you go. Aronde Gadsden. Now I'm in the mood for football. that put me in the mood for football. All right, let's take a break. We went long there. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the 4 o'clock hour next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.